about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Man, I'm not going to lie. I'm excited about today, tomorrow, and Friday on the show. Today I'll have Cassandra Usher in here from North Fork Conservation District. We're going to be talking about the bill that Governor Stitt signed last week, and him and the legislature come together, got some drought relief per county in the whole state of Oklahoma for farmers and ranchers. And then tomorrow I'm going to have a real famous dog trainer, breeder, and author, George DaCosta, on tomorrow from Idaho. He is the author of Tips and Tales, a book that's still is the number one selling bird dog training book through Amazon. If you haven't got your copy yet, please get a copy. It's a great book, and he'll be talking about it and his adventures in Montana he just got back from, and just talk about bird hunting. He's been to Oklahoma 3 or 4 times. He loves it down here. And I'm not going to lie, one of his favorite places here is the Pack Saddle Bar and Grill up there at Pack Saddle. To go in there and order a cold refreshment and some calf fries. So anyway, he'll be on. And then Friday, I'm super excited. Earl Plumley, Medal of Honor for the U.S. Army, will be on here. He's homegrown here in Oklahoma. Actually, he graduated from Merritt in 2000, so it's a lot going on. But let's check out the temperatures real quick. And it looks like the cool part of the state is up north in the Panhandle around Woodward. Looks like Slap Out, you're 66. Perryton, Texas, you're 66. Cheyenne, 70. The warm spot's way down south around Grandfield at 80. Altus, you're at 76. Mangum, 75. Hobart, 74. Weatherford, 71. Well, this is a special day. And soil, seeds, sunlight, and water, add farmers, and you have the ingredients for growing a crop. That's a simplified version, though. In reality, farming is ever-changing to improve yields and efficiencies. Farmers must balance fertilizer, fuel, adverse weather, labor, water, or lack of thereof, and countless other inputs. But technology, crop protection, and crop diversity help make farmers more efficient and productive. Each day, farmers and ranchers care for the land, animals, natural resources, and their families. They have a desire to succeed, the drive to innovate, and a passion for growing things. They have the faith when times are tough. They face adversity head on. They are determined and always evolving to satisfy the needs of consumers. And despite the unpredictable nature of farming, they remain optimistic. October 12th is National Farmers Day. It's a day to recognize their what they have contributed to each state and our nation. The conversations around today's celebration of National Farmers Day also include you and me, their consumers. Because without buyers, there's nothing for sale. As a consumer, your opinions do matter, and you make decisions with your dollars. Farmers and ranchers understand and appreciate that, but they ask that you stay open-minded and build relationships with them. That you understand the difference between myth and fact, and see beyond the marketing gimmicks that bombard us all. They want you to know that they are family farmers and ranchers. They are not a faceless company. Their families depend on the farm's profitability for financial security. Farming and ranching is a job that they take very seriously. What they do fuels America. Jobs related to agriculture include engineering, mechanics, education, science, communication, welding, and so many more. Today, together, all those folks help farmers get their crops to the grocery store and products that we purchase and use every day. And remember one thing, there's a farmer, a family, and a way of life down every aisle. I just want to tell you, to all my friends out there and people I don't know that are farmers and ranchers, happy Farmers Day. Today is October 12th. So anyway, hope everybody celebrates National Farmers Day. All right, well, guess what else today is? Today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. Supply chain issues continue to be an obstacle in our everyday lives. Lack of availability of items you need is becoming a regular occurrence. Buying ahead and stocking up is one way to bridge that gap. If you are one that likes to keep your freezer full during these times, Taylor Ranch can help with that. They have quarter, half, and whole beef available for sale. They develop every animal as if it was going to be served at their own table. Third-party verified, all-natural, and hormone-free beef also available. That's Taylor Ranch Beef, 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662. And speaking of Taylor Ranch Beef, here's your chance to win some. The 2022 annual Elk City Rotary Raffle is happening right now. The drawing will be at the Christmas in the Park here in Elk City, Saturday, December 10th at 8 o'clock. Taylor Ranch is participating in this raffle. You'll get a first prize is in the raffle drawing will be a half a beef and a freezer from Taylor Ranch. Second prize will be a quarter beef. And third prize place will be, the third prize will be a Taylor Ranch quarter beef also. So there's your chance, a whole beef right there. Half for first, quarter for second, third, another quarter. And then fourth place will be 500 chamber bucks. And you do not have to be present to win. Contact any Elk City Rotary to purchase, and they're $25 a ticket. Or you can call here at the radio station, or you can text me on the Ag Text line if you want to purchase some of these. And I'll give you a couple of the people from the Rotary Club's numbers so you can contact them. That's a pretty cheap investment to gamble, $25 for a ticket. And I'm going to say a whole side of beef and a freezer. Oh, my gosh. It'll probably be worth, well, depending on the freezer. But anyway, around $3,000 maybe, somewhere between $2,500 and $3,000 processed in the freezer and the whole nine yards for a half a beef. It'd be pretty good. Anyway, when I come back to the from commercial, I'll have Cassandra Osher on here from the Oklahoma, well, North Fork, Oklahoma Conservation District, and we'll talk about a couple things that she's got going with what was signed into law last week by Governor Stitt. And then I got a couple of questions for it too. What's going on with their new hog program they got? And also they're, by the way, they are helping us with a project that we, I don't know if you guys been out around Elk Lake lately. How's that? I got it. But anyway, there's a project going on that they're participating in it with us. There's the North Fork Quail Forever chapter and the Western Oklahoma Peddlers of here of Elk City. You'll see some post and cable put on out there. They the bikers have been working on that all summer to cable that off, and what we're doing out there is it's not for bike trails. People, I don't want you guys to think that because there's already a bike trail there. But what we're doing out there, especially on the west and south side of the lake, they're they cabled that off because there's on those peninsulas where they go out into the lake, they were kind of being abused when it rained. People were going out there having fun in their UTVs and four-wheelers and four-wheel drives and tearing it up. And so the city of Elk City and the bikers and the North Fork Quail Forever, we've come together and, along with the North Fork Conservation District over at Sayre, and we are going to put that back to natural habitat. So first we had to get it cabled off, and then we didn't get a chance to plant the natural habitat back this last spring because obviously we're in a drought and that seed is not cheap. And also we're going to add some plots of milkweed out there for the monarch butterfly, and hopefully we get some big groups of butterflies coming up in the future in the next year or two to get that going on. And we had sponsors like ConocoPhillips here in Elk City. We had a wireline group out of Weatherford helping us with wireline. We had the city of Elk City helping. It's a great project. So when you go out there and all of a sudden you come around that backside and you see all those posts and cable, that's what's going on. We're going to try to get the muddy look away from the city of Elk, from the lake of Elk City, and get it back to natural habitat and draw in wildlife and insects and just look gorgeous out there. So anyway, well, when I come back, I'll be talking to Cassandra.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Howdy doody and a good afternoon to all the great stewards of the southwestern world. Drew Cobb in studio to go over your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 10th. 1,431 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 320 brought 220. 3 at 458 brought 171. 12 at 495 brought 160. 3 at 582 brought 162. 11 at 692 brought 145. 20 at 726 brought 172. 3 at 730 brought 133. 4 head of heifers at 348 brought 163. 5 at 488 brought 154. 3 at 553 brought 150. 8 at 579 brought 167. 4 at 805 brought 150. 5 at 893 brought 143. 3 at 1075 brought 126. Butcher cows were 10 to 80. Butcher bulls brought 70 to 102. Bred cows were 1050 to 1125. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 7th. 2,772 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 298 brought 164. 15 at 437 brought 160. 10 at 482 brought 170. 7 at 583 brought 164. 9 at 611 brought 160. 50. 12 at 725 brought 154. 50. 23 at 777 brought 148. 50. 10 head of heifers at 322 brought 150. 7 at 457 brought 157. 15 at 490 brought 148. 4 at 538 brought 146. 7 at 575 brought 145. 15 at 602 brought 146.50. 18 at 695 brought 126. Butcher cows were 2 to 88. Butcher bulls brought 25 to 99. Bred cows were 700 to 1325. Pairs brought 1200 to 1650. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sales every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back at the Elk City Mezzanette. We're looking at 73 degrees. The winds are out of the north-northeast at 17 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Humidity is already down to 28%. And I have got a couple texts in today. We got more peanut farmers out there starting to dig today. It's kind of drying out from the weekend rain. So the digging nuts is in full process right now. But let's get in touch with this young lady over here at Sayre, Oklahoma, at the North Fork Conservation District in the NRCS. Welcome to the show, Cassandra.
Well, thank you, Jimmy.
Well, glad to have you on here. Always a pleasure talking with you. And how's things over at the office? I guess you guys have been busy, but I haven't talked to you in a month or two. So have you got any trouble, or is there anything interesting going on?
Me, trouble? No, never. No, we're getting really busy with the program that we're going to talk about today and a couple other ones coming out. So it's pretty busy around the office lately.
Well,
keeping me on my toes.
Well, tell all of our ranchers and farmers what's going on with this new money that's been received.
Yes, I've received a lot of phone calls already. So as you have already talked about, Governor Stitt had declared an emergency drought for all the counties in Oklahoma. And with that comes with a lot of funds that were released through the Emergency Drought Commission. And that commission is made up of three agencies. It's the Oklahoma Conservation Commission, the Secretary of Agriculture, and then the Oklahoma Water Resources Board. So they met and they were discussing how to implement these funds, how to get them out to producers, what the needs are. And they, OCC, came up with the guidelines to give out to the districts last week. So it's been a very quick process. And they're releasing $3 million at first. For all the districts. So every district gets a small portion of that. And after this first round of funding, there'll be an additional, I think, $20 million. Not sure how that's going to be allocated yet, but we'll come to that bridge when we get there. But for the first round, the conservation districts each get to pick from a list of practices that OCC put together. They can do all of them, or they can just choose a couple that are the best for their district. It just depends. So each district has a little bit different rules. For land that is in Beckham County, our board met and talked about that just on Tuesday, and they're going to approve the pasture and hay planting, and that excludes Bermuda grass, pumping plants, watering facilities, pasture tap, which is just tapping into rural water, pipelines, the heavy use protection area where your tank sits, a water well, and cover crops. So that's a heavy focus on the ranching side for cattle water, but the cover crops and the pasture and hay planting are for croplands. So mainly geared towards water for cattle. And with this program, it's a little bit different than our regular cost share program. I will personally be going out on all of these sites to make sure that there's drought conditions. And then we'll certify that, take in applications, and try to get producers the help that they need. And this program, the state said that they will be willing to pay 80% up to $7,500. And what that means is you can have multiple practices, like you bundle a water well, watering facility, pumping plant, you kind of bundle all that together. And like water well, a water line and a pasture tap, you can bundle those together. So you can apply for multiple practices, but a person can only apply, or like one person can only have one application, but it can include several different practices.
Right. And you say that, and then you say, what was the max on that? Up 80% up to 7,500? Did I hear you right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. So when you think of, like, when you have multiple practices, like a water well, a watering facility, and a pump.
Right.
So everybody who's done anything with NRCS or Conservation District should know that each line item, like a water well, we go off of what NRCS says the average cost is. So there's little nuances on that payment. It's not like you're going to do these practices and you're automatically going to get $7,500.
Right.
So there's little nuances there that, I mean, if people have questions, we can get more specifics, but it's just not a blank check.
Right. Well, water is becoming... it is a major issue, but it's getting worse daily, even though we've got some rain here the last weekend or so. But the water in these ponds are disappearing fast, and I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what's happening with the water wells, or, you know, because our water tables have dropped. I don't know if some guys and ladies have lost their water wells yet and stuff, but it's and winter's coming, and what's more important in the winter is water and hay. That's all you got to do with your cattle, so you got to have it.
Yep. I hear a lot of from people having issues with their ponds drying up, and it's a big problem, a widespread problem, and a very dire situation. And it's, you know, this program is, we're going to be able to help a couple of people, and it's not going to be able to help everybody. You know, we're going to try to do what we can a little bit.
Yeah, just take the worst to the least worst, probably, I guess. You're just going to, like you said, you're going to go out and check out the situation anyway.
Yeah, and we'll have our ranking. Like, every district has their ranking questions, and they can do their ranking different, like, however they want to best address the needs of their county. So each person can contact their conservation district and ask more.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, because just because this is going on in Beckham County doesn't necessarily mean it's going on in another county. But I'm going to say with this first round, everything's pretty similar, I would guess.
Yeah, it's totally up to every board. I mean, they might limit it to just water lines and a pasture tap to really get water out there quickly, because we're not the only county that's having issues with getting water wells dug, because they're so backed up. I mean, our regular cost share program, we have people that it's been months and they haven't had a water driller out. They're just so busy.
Right.
So with this emergency drought program, they have a very short timeline. The state set a February 2nd deadline to get your project completed. So it's a very quick moving, and with water wells, that might be tough to get done. And that's kind of why, like, we're hoping that if someone has an alternative to do, like, a pasture tap, tapping into rural water or tapping into some other pipeline and running pipeline and putting a tank, that option would probably be better, because you could get it done quicker within that time frame.
What's the time frame right now?
So we are accepting applications until November 1st. Usually we have a longer period to accept applications, but some districts, they have a cutoff a lot sooner. So it's best to call right away and just figure out what each county is doing. And then at our November board meeting, we'll be ranking those projects and seeing who we can fund and who's an alternate.
Gotcha.
And when we have alternates, it doesn't mean that, like, since you don't get funding right away, it doesn't mean that you won't get funded, because the state did hold back a little bit of money that whatever district shows the greatest need at the December, like the beginning of December sometime, they will be giving more money out. We just don't know who it will go to. So if we already have alternates and show that we have that need, we're more likely to get additional funding. So.
Yeah, because I see, I'm speaking personally here, not professionally.
Mm-hmm.
tapping into a rural water system right now might be kind of difficult too.
I've heard some rural water districts don't allow it, so that's something that, you know, we'll have to discuss with the landowner when they're putting an application in, because if that's not an option, then I guess a water well is the only option that they have.
This might be a little bit off the charts, but I'm going to ask. A stupid question is one never asked. Is there anything in there for a water storage facility? where you can actually have, you can haul water in and store water and have your tank right there in that system there to where, you know, you can't get a water well drilled or you can't tap into the rural water line. Is there a backup? Is there a third plan? Is there a plan C, I guess?
In this, no, there's not. I mean, the water tank itself is included, but not like a storage.
Okay. All right. Just asking.
No, that's okay. Like, I will say, like, with this program, there was a public feedback at some point with that drought commission. So if anyone, like, has feedback on how the program, like, what practices are included, which ones aren't, you could probably contact one of those agencies and be like, hey, like, this is a really big need. Like, could you include this? Like, it might not be included, but just giving some sort of feedback. It's a big program. There's a lot of things that could be included that aren't, or things that maybe are in that are shouldn't be. Like, it's just, people need to give feedback to those agencies. Like, each district is not responsible for the guidelines. Like, they came down from the state, and then we can, you know, curtail them a little bit. But if there's something that someone really wants to see, they can contact one of those agencies and see that might get included.
Well, if you're just joining, I have Cassandra Osher on here with me from the North Fork Conservation District over at SARE, and we're talking about the money that they're taking applications for to help out with the water issues. The whole state, everybody's in a drought in the state. Some areas are worse than others, but it's pretty widespread, so it'll be interesting. I'm not looking forward to it, but what happens when you guys get this first round over, be interesting to see where they go with more money that needs it worse than others, because this whole state is in, I mean, we got, we're the worst in the United States right now as far as D3 and D4 on the droughts monitor.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Like, we haven't discussed what's going to happen with the second round of funding, but they are looking for feedback from the district. So we'll see if they make some changes or if it'll be similar to kind of like what we already have, just more funding behind it. It's a big question mark right now for us.
Yeah, so if you're listening, we got a lot of listeners from all over Western Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Panhandle right now. This is not a Texas program, but the Oklahoma. Don't put everything in writing that she's saying right here, because this is for Beckham County. Make sure you call your district and see what they're doing. But this, I've got her on here today mainly to let everybody in this area know, but also to let everybody else in Western Oklahoma know that there is a program out there for your county, because this was a statewide deal.
Yep.
And so we got that going on. Well, let's take a break, and I'm going to come back with Northwestern Oklahoma's weather forecast, and we'll continue this conversation with Cassandra. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Myself, I'm fourth generation customer there at First National Bank. You get a lot of loyal customers there at First National because we don't change a lot. This is who we are. You can come in and talk to us if you have a difficult situation, and we're going to do what we can to get you through it. And right now in this economy, that's a big plus to have in a bank. Somebody that will roll with you, because right now you're rolling with the punches. Everybody is. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
With a small farmer, a big farmer, if you can save, you know, a few dollars here and there over a course of a year or 2 years, it might be $1,000. It might be $2,000. It might be $50. I would like to keep my $50 and spend it on something else that I enjoy. I mean, that's the way my mind works. If I can save a few cents here and there, and at the end of the year I have $1,000 more, then I get to go enjoy it. Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around Western Oklahoma. We have a 50-mile radius that we have free delivery, 500 gallons or more. If you want under 500 gallons, then we have a minimal charge.
500 gallons of free delivery, I mean, you know, you can't ask for more than that. My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
I'm not a marshmallow guy, so I was skeptical. But all of my doubts evaporated as soon as I took a bite. The dough was so light, it was like biting into air. Exactly 1/100th of a second later, two wonderful sensations attacked my taste buds. The frosting on top and the cream in the middle. The frosting wasn't something out of a box or off the shelf at the grocery store. It was rich and smooth. And the cream in the middle was not the sticky, stringy marshmallow I was expecting. Can marshmallow really taste this rich and creamy? I devoured it with a big smile on my face. This was my first encounter with the Fuzzy Long John at Sleeps Bakery in Clinton. Many of you already know the legend of Sleeps. For those of you who don't, get ready to taste what a donut should be. Dine in or walk up on Gary Boulevard in Clinton between Dollar Tree and Dollar General. Coming soon to Elk City at the former Sugar Shack location. Sleeps Bakery. Donuts light as air, frosted with magic.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently at the airport of Woodward, 64 degrees. Today, sunny, 78 degrees and breezy. And we got tomorrow will be sunny and 75. Beautiful day. Friday's going to be beautiful, 82 degrees. Saturday is going to be gorgeous, 82 degrees. Saturday night, chance of rain moves in, 20% after midnight. And it's cooled down a little bit. Sunday, your high for northwestern Oklahoma will be 70 degrees. All right, well, all staying on the line with me so patiently is Miss Cassandra Osher from the North Fork Conservation District. Thank you again for coming on today, and thank you for your explanation of how the money's going to work.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, yeah. And there's, it's tough times. I'm lucky. I got one good water well down there at my place, west of Willow. And it's a little salty. I don't have to break the ice, but the cattle love it. It's good cold water. I can actually drink it, but I like salt, and that might be a downfall on my part. some of the other people I've had taste it like, yuck. But anyway, I like the taste of the salt before COVID, so it's not got nothing to do with COVID. But anyway, well, you guys started this year with a new program with Feral Hog program, didn't you? Was it this year or last fall?
It was last fall.
Okay, all right, sorry. Anyway, I know it was, so how's that program going?
It is going really well. Dustin is definitely keeping busy. During the summer, it was a little bit slower. Hog activity wasn't as much, but it's picked back up in the last 2 months, and he's been all over the place. Recently trapping out by Sweetwater and Eric, and has been up in Hammond and going around with Apis when they're flying their helicopter and doing ground control for them. Just trapping a lot of hogs and, making a little bit of a dent, hopefully.
He's probably running security.
A lot more out there.
He's probably running security on the helicopter when somebody thinks that they're flying over their property and they're not. Well, they explain to everybody what this is, because this is a test program for North Fork, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a test area pilot project for the rest of the state. So the Oklahoma Conservation Commission went for a grant from the Farm Bill program for eradicating feral swine, and they chose Kay County and another one right next to it, and then four counties on the southern border south of us on the first version of the grant, and then the second one, they included Beckham and Roger Mill. They had asked us if we were interested in participating in that program, and we jumped on that. So that started, for us, we hired Dustin last September, and he's been getting up to speed and really getting into the program, and he'll go out and deliver traps to on landowners' property. Like, if they have a problem with hogs, they can contact us directly, or they can contact their APHIS trapper. But Dustin works with our local trapper to set up traps on people's land. They first set out cameras to see if there's hog activity going on, and they'll bait them just to make sure that they're coming back to the same spot, and set up a trap and see how many they can get. And if they can continue to get some, they'll leave the trap out there a little bit longer. If not, they'll move on to the next person that needs a trap out on their property. And I know a few places they've had to go back later because hogs moved back in from another property. So they're keeping very busy.
Yeah, well, that's what happened when the ears on my corn started making down there in Kiowa County across on the east side of the North Fork River. He came in there, and I caught hog traps in some spots where they've been rooting and all that stuff, and I called the Kiowa County trapper, who actually works for the Oklahoma Agriculture Department, and got him down there, and he set up a camera, and bam, first night, he had a bunch. And then the next week, not one. Well, a couple things that could happen. Being that close to the river, they can move around from one side to the other. But
sure.
We're pretty sure somebody was messing with them, so it ran them off. And we was thinking, wow, we got this May. Well, guess what? 2-3 days ago, they're back. So, and I'm impressed with all the trappers. You know, I know the trapper from Beckham County, and I know the trapper from Greer County, and now I know the trapper from Kiowa County, and those guys are working their tails off, and they're doing everything to try to help everybody.
Yes, they are very busy. I mean, they don't trap just hogs either, so the hogs keep them really busy, but they have all kinds of other things that they trap for, so they definitely have job security as well.
Yeah, and so anyway, it's doing good. And well, I'm glad to see that Beckham and Roger Mills is one of the pilot programs, and hopefully it goes statewide here, you know, sooner than later, just because to me, like our land down in Greer County, you know, I'd never seen a hog down there up until about 2 years ago. Now they're everywhere. And I mean, they were always in the area, but they never messed around on my land, because I kept saying, well, if they come in here, Jimmy's going to go Rambo on them. And sure enough, here they come. And they're bad. And they were big old hogs in Greer County. I mean, them. Oh, I don't know. I seen one with the ear tag, too. That didn't make me happy either. And that's not good when you see a feral wild hog with an ear tag in there. So anyway, I know lots of guys like to hunt them and stuff, and it is fun. I was one of them, but being a landowner and seeing the damage they're doing, the best way, as far as I'm concerned, not the only way, but the best of the best ways, is to go in there and let the trappers do their job. Stay away from them.
Yeah, because they can get more at one time.
Yeah, they can get more at one time, and you don't run them off to another landowner, and just one of those deals. Anything interesting going on in your district?
Well, we have possible like other programs coming up, just to put a plug in, a soil health cost share program, and then our regular cost share program, I would say in like the next couple of months. So just be looking out for information on that. I mean, I'll probably come back on when those programs get released to let people know what's going on.
Cool. Yeah, great.
But yeah, we got a lot going on.
Well, we appreciate your help also with this project I talked about earlier in the show out here at Elk Lake, over there on the west and south side, trying to get those peninsulas back to native habitat. And, you know, for wildlife, insects, birds, whatever you want. We're not putting in food plots for quail, but if the quail show up, that's even better. But you guys, along with the Western Oklahoma Bikers, you know, we're all working together on that deal. You guys are supplying the grass drill. When we do get some rain at the right time of the year to get that grass seed in there, it'll be great. And we appreciate you guys' help in that, in that project. Because they got her cabled off. It looks nice. You'll have to go out there and check it out.
Yes, I need to. Yeah, and if anyone has questions on the emergency drought cost share program, they can just call me at the office. I will help them with applications, getting those turned in, and any questions that they might have that are specific to their situation. And one other thing that's new or going on is planning for our outdoor classroom event, which I'm not sure if you're actually going to come out to that or if it's just Marcus, but we're in the process of planning that, and that'll be next week.
That next week?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's coming up. I knew that classroom deal was coming up. Oh, no, I'll come out and help Marcus. You know, I got to do the show. My show's in the middle of the day, kind of messes the schedule up. But anyway, but Marcus is way better at it than I am. So anyway,
well, it'll be a good one this year.
All right, cool. And it looks like you got decent weather coming up next week too. And so
yes, I'm thankful for that. Just.
Last year was hurricane force winds, but those those kids hung in there tough. So
no, there's some that brought sleeping bags and blankets. They were smart.
I know. Anyway, well, Cassandra, thank you for coming on, and we'll talk to you later on.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, thanks. That was Cassandra Osher with the North Fork Conservation District over at Sayre, giving a heads up on the money, the emergency drought money. That's all the counties got them, but every district will be different. So call your district and don't say, well, Elk City, the North Fork District's doing this. Just call and see what they're doing. And just because another district, it's all decided, as she said, by the boards, by the district boards, what to do with the money. So anyway, good luck with that program. Hopefully if you have water issues going on right now, this will help you solve and you get on the list to get some of that money, because money is tight nowadays in the agriculture world. Well, let's see what Jerry has to say about yesterday with his cow and bull sale up there. And then when we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale this Thursday, October 13th. We're expecting 3,000 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. For mutual, we've got 250 steers, never sport, to buy 50 off the cow. Woodward, 80 steers, never sport, and half to 6 off the cow. Higgins, 240 Charlotte cross cattle, steers, and never 6 to 8 off the cow. Camargo, 260 steers, never sport, to 6 off the cow. Arnett, 70 steers, never 6 to 7. They're weaned 60 days. Seymour, Texas, their yearling, 95 steers, never 7. Arnett, 88 steers, 7.5, their yearling. Shattuck, 130 steers, never 6 to 7, their yearling. Canton, 39 mixed cattle at 8. Arkansas, 57 heifers, 8 to 9. And 17 steers, 8.5 to 9.50. Arnett, we got 70 heifers at 7. And Ford Supply, 50 steers, 8.5. Tuesday, we sold 1,269 cows, bulls, and calves. Top cows brought 82. Thin cows, top 47 to 63. With our bulls topping 107. We'll see you this Thursday, 8 a.m. sharp. Remember, our commission is $5.05 cheaper than some other sale barns close. Give us a call. Thanks again, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com. Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyard's, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires, and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, man, lots of things going on in western Oklahoma. The Hober Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast. Matter of fact, the Hobart Stockyards are having their sale right now as we speak. Thinking about Hobart today, 78. Tomorrow, 74. Friday, 80. Saturday, 84. 30% chance of thunderstorms and rain showers Saturday night after midnight. 52 for a low. It's not going to warm up too much Sunday, but it'll be pleasant. 67 degrees. And we got 30% chance of rain on Sunday. So we got some more rain in the forecast. Hey, at least it's in the forecast. A couple things real quick go over with you before I run out of time. Next Tuesday at the Sarah Farmers Co-op from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., the OSU Extension Office will be there with the calibrating feeders. Bring your feeders. Make sure they're operational, please. Don't show up. Hey, can you help me fix it? And then we'll calibrate it. Well, somebody's going to do it. I got a feeling somebody's going to do it. But OSU Extension staff will be on hand to answer your questions on supplementing your cow herd also. So more information, call Greg Hartman at Beckham County OSU Extension Office, 580-928-2139. And then that's, like I said, that's from 9 to 11. Greg's going to take him a lunch break, travel to Elk City, to the Elk City Farmers Co-op from 1 to 3 to do the same. So anyway, take advantage of it. If you need your cake box calibrated or your feeder, whatever you got going, not deer feeders, cow feeders, and go over there and get your cake boxes checked out. He'll be glad to do it, all right? And then, guess what? Guess what's coming up? When you're dealing with cattle, you want the cream of the crop. We all do. Black Hereford Ranch invites you all to their Fall Cream of the Crop Bull and Female Sale. It'll be Saturday, October 22nd at 1 p.m. near Crawford, Oklahoma, and also online at cci.live. Selling 80 18 to 24-month-old herd bulls, the good, the beefy kind, deep, wide body, easy keepers, and selling their top 90 spring-bred heifers. Hereford, Sim Angus, or Charlays, and Composites. For sale information, videos online, catalog, and requests, visit BlackHerfordRanch.com or call 580-309-0711. 580-309-0711. The Black Hereford Ranch Fall Cream of the Crop Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, October 22nd at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Bid online at CCI.live. There you go. Got that going on. Well, let's check out some quick things real quick on the, I got time to check out some futures. Corn for December, 692 down. It's in the red. It's down 0.6. March, 699. May, 7, even. July, 693. Soybeans, they're the only thing really in the green today as far as grains are concerned. November is 1397. It's up 20. January 1406 and March is 1414. How about that? 1414 and May is 1420. Soybean meal, October, $424.30 a short ton. $414.90 for December. $410.60 for January. Soybean oil, October, $68.34. December, $65.59. And January, $63.89. Hard red winter wheat, $9.71, taking another hit today. 19th down 19, and March is 968. Oats, December 403, March 405. They're all up anywhere from 11 to 9 there. Let's check out live cattle. October 146, December 148.45, February 152.02. April 155.62, feeder cattle, October 175.82, November is 176.92, lean hogs, October 93.05, December 80.40, and February is $81.52. Let's see what's going on with cotton. Cotton slowly coming back. It was last 2 weeks, it's been on a downward trend. Now it seems like it's on a slight upward trend. We'll see what happens with harvest getting here close. Who's got cotton to harvest, that is. December, 88 cents a pound, and March is 87 cents a pound. Crude oil is down a couple bucks, back down in just a little bit above 85, anywhere from $85 to $87 a barrel. Natural gas is still in a downward trend. It's anywhere from 640 to 680 in that neighborhood. And let's go over here to the cash grain prices at the elevators today. Hard red winter wheat, $9.23 a bushel. Corn is 792. Milo, 727. I couldn't make that out, sorry. And up on the plus side big time is soybeans at $13.72 a bushel. Anyway, got that going on. I was looking real quickly. I was looking at Woodward yesterday. Jerry gave out the report, but I was just going to break it down a little easier. Like I said, there was 1,269 heads, so the cattle market, slaughter cattle market, is still pretty high. And I'm going to tell you, they look like they're down again already this week. On the breakers, they were averaging anywhere from 66 to 82 was top end. On the boner cows, 57 to 75. 75 was the top end. Looked like they averaged around 62 cents a pound. On the lean cows, they were averaging prices anywhere from 47 to 61.59 was the high end on that. Excuse me, 64.20 was the high end. Bulls, average price, I know he had some bulls that sold up to 107, but the average price of bulls was a nickel under $91 per hundred weight. Let's see what the bred cows were doing. Looks like they were selling in, their weights was anywhere from, they looked like they was weighing around 1200 to 1300, and they were selling anywhere from 875 to $1400 for bred cows. Must have had a really nice set in there that brought 1400, because they weighed just a little over 1,000 pounds, 1,065. They were 2 to 4 year olds. Not many pears in there yesterday. They only had two pears actually sell at Woodward yesterday, and they had 300 pound plus calves on them, and that cows only weighed 917, and they brought 1450 per pear. How's that? Anyway, that's what's happening. Looks like it's on a downward trend. We'll find out at Hobart today what the calves are selling for, and tomorrow Woodward will be having their weekly feeder calf sale, and then Elk City cow and calves, whatever you got as far as cattle's concerned, will be here Saturday. Hollis is Friday, Hollis is Saturday, then back to Western Oklahoma livestock market Sunday. And tomorrow I ask this question that came over the text line: which is better for you guys to eat, a farm raised hog or a wild hog? We'll discuss that just a little bit before George DaCosta comes on from Idaho tomorrow. You guys have a great day. The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.